I don't know who you are, but I am going to find you, and I am going to disembowel you. It's you again. How dare you call me at this time of night? Hush. I'm half asleep. There's no time for checking caller ID. The one night I decide to go to sleep at a normal time, and you have to call me. Really now. Your timing is absolute shit. Yeah, you best apologize. Oh, hey. Hey, what's wrong? No, don't you give me that. Something's wrong, and I can hear it. You know my eyesight is shit, but that just means I have bad hearing. Bitch, don't you fucking lie to me. Yeah, I'm hella tired, but I can sleep when I'm dead. Now spill. Well, I mean, if you insist, I'm sure it's stupid. Lucky you, though. I like knowing stupid shit. So enlighten me. Slake my curiosity. Please? Okay. Oh. Now, you know that I am not going to drop this. If you fucking dare hang up on me, I will flood your voicemail and your inbox. Your ringtone will play for days. When the sun burns out and the earth is dark, your ringtone will still be playing. So, let it slip, bitch. Okay, I'm sorry. You're not a bitch. You're just kind of being one by not fucking telling me what's up. Sweetheart, you've been pathetic in front of me before. And I doubt this is the last time you're going to be a mess in front of me, to be honest. Well, I know you've seen me be an utter, sobbing, blubbery mess before as well. And I know that you expect me to be again at some point in the future. It's called friendship, you dork. I pick on you, and you pick on me. And we pick on the world together. I'm not going to think any less of you. There's nothing you could do that would make me think worse of you than I already do, you fucking nerd. Well, we can be fucking nerds together. Stupid, awkward friends to the end. So what happened, babe? No. No. I'm up. Don't worry. I pretty much just gotten into bed anyways. The more you stall, the more worried I'm going to get. I'm halfway considering calling an ambulance for you right now. So spill. What happened? Okay. I'm sorry. I know you really cared for them. Well, I can't say I know how you feel right now. No, not because I've never been rejected, you dork. I mean, I am an emotionally infantile woman. I attract a very certain kind of guy. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. It's just, it would be cheap of me to say that I know exactly how you feel right now. It would be a lie, and we both know it, and I'm not going to lie to you about this. I have no fucking idea exactly what you feel right now. And I don't know how to make things better. All I know is that right now, you're hurting and you need someone. And I will be here for you as long as you need me to be. Okay, sweetheart, sometimes you don't need someone to fix your problems for you. Sometimes you just need to be heard. And I will listen to you as long as you want to talk about it. And even afterwards, I'll probably be nagging you to continue talking about it. Because I want to listen to you. And because we're friends, and I want to know how your mind hurts and how it thinks. And I just want to help you however I can. Because by being there, I can remind you that you may have lost one love, but you still have others. And at the very least, I mean, you have my love. Maybe it's not the kind of love where you write romantic poems and, like, you serenade each other, whatever that is. But it's still love. Okay? It's still love. And love in any form is better than none. And I will help you through this, okay? I will be by your side. I just need you to talk to me and be open with me like you just were. Thank you for that. Thank you for telling me about this without me having to pry too much. Oh, shush. I like to pry. You know I like to pry. I like to act like I don't give a shit about gossip, but you know I'm a nosy little bitch. Well, if you're not sure about anyone else's feelings for you right now, you can at least be sure of mine. I love you, and I adore you, and I want the world for you. I would give it to you if I could. You're not alone. I'm here, and I want to help you in any way I can. Even if it's just listening to you over the phone. It's okay. If you wanna cry, you can cry, babe. I cry all the fucking time. I just don't call you about it. Because if I was crying on the phone, I know it would make you cry. And it would just be like 30 minutes of us each crying on our own ends of the phone. And I may be pathetic, but I feel like that reaches a whole new low for us. If we're going to cry, we might as well cry face to face, don't you think? Well, don't worry, brah. I will be your ride or die chick. I will be your gay bae until the very, very end. You've given me so much. I think it's your turn to receive. Hey, did you want me to come over? Oh, shush, I'm already up, okay? I had just gotten into bed. You're not fucking interrupting anything. I just like threatening you, is all. I know, surprising. So, did you want me to come over? You know I don't mind driving at night. Oh, shut up. I love you and I want to support you, okay?
I guess the real question to ask here is, would you like a hug?
All right then.
Get some junk food ready. I'm coming over. Keep your phone on you.
I'll be there soon.